Alex, you're working with a new company in Calgary. What's the name of your company?
The company's name is Native Roofs.
And what does that mean? What do you do?
So we're building green roofs in the Calgary area for commercial and residential clients.
And now, why green roofs?
Well, the green roofs, they have excellent environmental benefits, such as reduced energy consumption, and they also help with various issues like the urban heat island effect, stormwater management, air quality, and biodiversity.
Perhaps what you could do is explain for me what a green roof is, how it might be built.
So a green roof is built right onto, for example, an asphalt roof surface, and you'd have a few different layers of the green roof membrane. You'd have a drainage layer, a root barrier, and then there'd be soil or a growing medium put on top of that, and then you can have various types of vegetation. Now, native roofs focuses on native vegetation, so species that are native to the Calgary area, and our roof consists of various types of grasses and a few forbs.
And are you dealing only with commercial buildings, or are you doing residential as well?
So actually, we are doing both commercial and residential. At the moment, we're focused mostly on residential.
Now, how would it work on a residential roof? Because so many people, they don't have flat roofs like a commercial building would. So how do you deal with a house?
There are a number of new builds in Calgary, and actually it is best suited for a new build, and they do have flat roofs a lot of the time, and that's an excellent option for somebody like that. Alternatively, if there is a building with a bit of a slope, we can also work with that.
What would be some of the special considerations for putting a green roof up on your own house or your own building?
So if it's an existing building, the biggest consideration would be the structural load. So you need to make sure that your building is able to support the additional weight of a green roof. Another consideration that you would have is it is sometimes quite challenging to be growing in Alberta because of our harsh climate. And that's part of the reason why we focus on native species, and that helps to get around that problem. They should also take into account the kind of maintenance they'd be interested in doing. When we're designing our roofs, we need to think about how it's going to be taken care of. Lack of maintenance is one of the biggest reasons for green roof failure. So we need to know the client's capabilities right from the offset. We're interested in the reasons why they want to have a green roof and try to satisfy those reasons.
Especially if it's very dry, like it has been so far this year.
It's exactly right. So because we do use the native grasses, they don't require irrigation regularly. So when we have a drought event, they are usually able to bounce back quite nicely.
Well, let's look at some of the benefits of having a green roof. In your case, you're using native grasses and that. And you've mentioned a whole range of issues that a green roof would be beneficial to. Let's look at climate change, for example. How would a green roof be involved in some of the climate change issues that we have?
So one of the big benefits of the green roof is improving your energy efficiency. So we've looked back at our energy efficiency. So we have a green roof on our offices, and we were able to do a before after green roof case, and we were able to see that there was continued energy efficiency throughout the year. It's pretty good. I mean, in our case, we were saving about $3,600 a year in electricity, but we looked also at the cost of roof replacement. So a traditional roof would need to be replaced every 15 to 17 years, but the green roof actually extends the lifespan of the roof to about 40 years. So that combined with the energy savings, you would pay off the initial cost of the installation and the ongoing maintenance associated with the green roof in about 15 years.
Is that saving because of the insulation value of the roof?
Yeah, so there's some insulative properties, but the respiration of the plants also has a cooling effect. Green roofs are very popular in southern climates because they've been demonstrated to show benefits in reducing air conditioning, which is something that we don't really need a lot of the time. But it was good because we were able to show that there was continued benefit in the winter. So it actually helped insulate and protect against heat loss through the winter. So, and tying that dollar value to our savings was very important as well for the business case.
And you also mentioned the relationship to the heat island effect in the city. How does that work?
I mean, if you cross the street on a hot summer's day, you would feel the radiation coming up from the asphalt. And if you're sitting on your balcony, you feel all the heat coming up from the city. It is a lot hotter generally in the city. But when you're putting a vegetative covering on the roof surface, you're helping reduce that. So there's not so much heat coming back up into the atmosphere. And that is beneficial for a number of reasons. But for example, it can help prevent smog forming conditions. So then in turn, it helps improve the air quality.
There's other benefits to the city as well, and I think that has to do with water and runoff. Can you explain that to me, please?
Sure. So green roofs can really help with stormwater management. This morning, we had quite a lot of rain, and in that kind of circumstance, a green roof would actually be absorbing about 70 to 90% of the water that's falling on it. It's really great for the city because when green roofs are implemented widely, then it can start to become part of their water management system. And so when you look at the value derived from stormwater management, improved air quality, I guess beautification, then you've got a whole range of public benefits from green roofs. There's a few studies out, but I've read that green roofs can bring about $38 per square foot in public benefits.
Another thing that you had mentioned as a benefit is biodiversity.
Yes.
How does biodiversity fit in there?
So our green roof would use a number of species, plant species. We're bringing our native plant species back into our cities. It can also help provide habitat for a number of insects and birds. And I used with you that analogy of if you want to look at the city as a sea of concrete, the green roofs can act as islands for birds to stop over and use for hunting and for resting and perching and breeding.
So I understand that Calgary actually is promoting the use of green roofs. Mm. Why is that?
I think that Calgary is going in that direction. And as I mentioned, there's a number of public benefits. The biodiversity initiative is something that green roofs do support. And I think that the city is very interested in that factor.
I find it really interesting that your company, Native Roofs, is a startup, and you're moving into this whole area of green business, green entrepreneurship. What does it mean for you trying to get this off the ground?
Well, I think the push from the government is driven by what people really want. So I think there is a demand for more sustainable options. And I'm really excited about it because, you know, that we are originally part of an environmental services company, and we have a team of biologists working for us. And they were a fantastic asset for us to use, and we have access to their knowledge in our species selection, et cetera. And it's great to be able to take that resource and redirect it in a way that allows us to grow the company. And so I'm really excited that this new green push has allowed us to grow the company.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you, Chao.